white.
Okay, Daf Nun Zayin. We got down yesterday to Ki Osir Rav Dumi, about 7 lines on the bottom, top maybe? Yeah? Ki Osir Rav Dumi. So we're talking about whether we had this machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and effectively everybody else, but let's talk about Rabbi Yehuda, about whether she can just be moichel on part of a ksuba. So say instead of 200 bucks, yeah, she'll say instead of 200 bucks, I'll take 100 bucks. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be written as a...
And that's the invert of him writing a Tosefes, is she can say,
yeah,
I'll give up on
she
a half.
Can say, I'll be moichel. So according to Rabbi Yossi, she could just do it verbally, like normal, yeah? I'm just being moichel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be done in an oifen of she writes it, yeah? When she writes it, then it's like a...
It's a star,
but otherwise, if it's just a tznai, then Rabbi Yehuda says it's okay, but Rabbi Yehuda says it's not okay. So now it comes along, yeah. And then we had at the beginning of that was Rav Meir. Rav Meir said it was a bilas nus, so that's even more strong. Okay, so comes along Ki Osir Rav Dimi Omar Rav Shimon Ben Pazi. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi Mishum Bar Kapara, Machalokes is Betchila. The argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is all at the beginning. Can't she be Moichel before, at the beginning of the deal, when they're first about to get married? She can be Moichel, can she be Moichel or not on the Ksuban and accept 100 instead of 200? Avul Besoif Divrei Hakolin Mechelas. But once you get to the end, we'll see in a minute what's called the beginning and what's called the end. Then she can't be moichel because she was already, once she was already zoicha, then she can't undo that just verbally.
Then, so if you're not talking about while you're writing the ksuba.
No. Besoif means no, not the ksuba. Besoif means later on in time. We'll see in a minute what betchila means and what besoif means. But once she was zoicha, then she can't verbally unzoicha herself. Only if it's a star, is one thing. If the choice is kabalti, then it's like she got it already. But if she just says. Oh, I don't mind if it's only 100, then that isn't going to work besoif. So what's besoif and what's not besoif, we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Yochanan says the argument is the same regardless of whether it's betchila or besoif. Now, what's betchila and what's besoif is Amar Rabbi Abahu, the Didima Farshalim and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan explained to me that Rabbi Yochanan said that I don't argue with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Even though he said that in the beginning is the machlokes and at the end everyone agrees she can't be moichel, and I said it's a machlokes bein bezu, but we're not arguing because we're talking about different things. My betchila, when he used the word betchila to come, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when he said at the beginning, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says she can be moichel. What does that mean? Tchilas chuppah. That means before the chuppah. In other words, the chuppah is about to. The chuppah is about to commence, right? So they haven't finished getting married yet, yeah. So it's the beginning. You know how they write on the wedding videos, the beginning. Yeah? So when it's the beginning, then that's when Rabbi Yossi says that she can just verbally say, "I'm moichel. I'll only take 100 bucks ksuba." Or my soif. What does it mean? Besoif. Then it's too late for her to be moichel. Soif bia. Once you've consummated once they've consummated the marriage and they've had already the bia and it's all, they're now domesticated and living a life of bliss, then it's too late for her to be moichel verbally. She can't be unzoicha something that she's already got unless she does it in a formal manner like writing a contract. But just to say, oh, I'm happy with 100, that is not going to... make any mechilas. That mechilas is not going to count for anything just verbally. So that is what Rabbi Shua ben Levi says. And Rabbi Yochanan is explaining, when I said bein bezu machlokes, I wasn't referring to the tchila and soif that Rabbi Shua ben Levi was talking about. I was referring to something else. I was talking about tchilas chuppah, besoif chuppah. I wasn't talking about besoif bia. I would agree with Rabbi Shimon Levi that once they've already had beer and they're already fully done, that the deal is done, you can't undo it. Yeah, when I say ben bezu, that the nozzle both at the beginning and the end, the machlokes, it means the beginning and the end of the chuppah, but both are before the beer. Yeah, the he tchilas beer, because the end of the chuppah is still the beginning of the beer, and therefore that's why I say that Rabbi Yossi still argues there and says she can be moichel still at that point just verbally. Yeah, so that was the way. That's a sort of version number one of the story that Rav Dimi told us. Rabbi Shimon Levi said, Rabbi Yochanan seemed to argue, but Rabbi Yochanan explained to Rabbi Abahu that he didn't argue. Now we have version two of the story. Version two is ki osa rabin, as per normal. When rabin comes along, so ki osa means they came from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, so when they came from Eretz Yisrael, they told us things that happened in Eretz Yisrael that we didn't know because we live in Bavel. So first Rav Dimi and rabin, of course, both came on Aliyah, Yerida, whatever it was, to Babel. So when they came, they told us stuff. So when Rav Dimi came, he told us that Rabbi Shimon Levi said that it's only Basoif and Batchila and Basoif, everyone agrees. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Ben Bezum. All of this is what Rav Dimi said, because Rabbi Yochanan also knows Yisrael, yeah? So the whole story was brought to us by Rav Dimi. What Rabbi Shimon Levi said and what Rabbi Yochanan said, and what Rabbi Abahu said that Rabbi Yochanan said about what Rabbi Shimon Levi said, all of that came from Rav Dimi telling us, chazering over the Farbrengen. Yeah, then Kiyosa Rabin, then Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and he said, not quite exactly was that the way it went. Omer Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Omer Shimon Levi, Mishum Makapora. He said, other way around. The machlokes is only basoif. When did they argue whether she can be moichel verbally on the part of the ksuba is only at the end. Again, we don't know what he means by the end yet, but at the end. At the beginning, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that she can be moichel verbally. Yeah, so it's different. Instead of saying they argue at the beginning and at the end everyone agrees she can't be moichel, he says no, they argue at the end and at the beginning everyone agrees that she can be moichel. So that's Rabbi Shua ben Levi. And then Rabbi Yochanan Omar ben bezu machlokes. The words of Rabbi Yochanan are the same, but we don't know what zu and zu is. All he's doing is quoting Rabbi Yochanan, which that in that aspect he agrees with the story according to Rav Dimi. And then also Omar Rabbi Abahu comes along. Rabbi Abahu, this is all Rabin's version of the discussion. And Rabbi Abahu said, "L'didim efarshelim ned Rabbi Yochanan." That Rabbi Yochanan explained to me what's the argument. Da'anov Rabbi Shimon Levi lo pogin adadi. So in that aspect also, it's the same. That Rabbi Yochanan explained that Rabbi Shimon Levi and I are not arguing really. We're just using different words to say the same thing. Because ma'lu basoif to Amr Rabbi Shimon Levi. When did Rabbi Shimon Levi say that basoif? That's where the machlokes is. Seif chupa. Because they haven't had beer yet. So it's what in the other version was called Batchila, is what he's calling Basoif. So Basoif means, when do they argue? They argue when it's Seif Chupa. At that point, Rabbi Yossi says she can still be Moichel, because it hasn't been finished yet. So up front, she can be Moichel verbally. Yeah? Umay Tchila, Tchila's Chupa. And Tchila means the beginning of the Chupa. So therefore, what he's saying...
And there's no argument there.
So everyone agreed, but Tchilas Chuppah, even Rabbi Yehuda will be Moichel before you've done anything that you can be Moichel. That's the way he explains it, which is still different from the other version of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because according to the first version of Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Yehuda argues you can never be Moichel verbally. Yeah? And says Rabbi Yochanan, when did I say ben bezu machoikas? When we were... What was the zoo and the zoo? Different definition of tchila and soif. Tchila's bia v'soif bia. I was talking about either just before the bia or just after the bia. And then that's where the machlokes is. So in the second version, the machlokes is, the second version, everybody agrees that right at the beginning of Yehuda says he can be moichel. And the argument is only later. Yeah? Can you be moichel? Can't you be moichel later after she was maybe already zoichel? Yeah? So that's the two versions of the story of Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, and how Rabbi Yochanan explains to Rabbi Abahu that we are not arguing, me and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Comes along Rav Papa later. Omar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, he loved the Omar Rabbi Abahu. The Dudim of Farshalemin and Rabbi Yechanan, the Nabi Shroob and Levi, Levi Pagin and Hadadi. If Rabbi Abahu hadn't told us that Rabbi Yechanan himself explained that Rabbi Shroob and Levi and I are not really arguing, we're just using different terminology, so it's confusing, but I'm explaining to you that we're not arguing. Yeah, without that last bit, Hava Amina, says Rav Papa, I would have learned Pshat without Rabbi Abahu that Rabbi Yechanan and Yeshua ben Levi is Yeplegi. That Rabbi Yechanan and Yeshua ben Levi, I would have taken it at face value that Rabbi Yechanan and Yeshua ben Levi are arguing. And Rav Dimi and Rabin are the ones that loy Plegi. I would have explained these two stories, the two versions of Rav Dimi and Rabin, that they're the ones who aren't arguing. Yeah, that they're both telling us what happened, the same story. But they're just using different words to describe the same thing. And therefore, well, how does that work? My soif to ka'amar Rabin is soif chupa. That when Rabin said basoif is, that's where the argument is. It means soif chupa, in other words, in the middle. Can't you be moichel when it's not finished yet? Or my tchila to ka'amar Abdimi, tchila zbiya. And therefore, I would have said soif chupa and tchila zbiya is basically the same thing. And therefore, I would have said that's where they argue. And that Rabin and Rav Dimi are both telling us the same story. And the story is that there's a machlokes between Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That's what I would have said, says Rav Papa. Freda Gemara, Maika Mashplan. Who cares what you would have said? Yeah? Rabbi Abahu said that Rabbi Yochanan said they're not arguing. So what's the nafkamina, what you would have thought if he hadn't said that? You would have made up a whole new machlokes because he wouldn't have said that. There's no machlokes. What are you telling us, Rav Papa? So the Gemara answer is no. Rav Papa's not just telling you a nice Baba Maisa that I would have thought that they argue, or that I would have thought Rav Dimi and Rabin agreed, I would have thought Rabbi Shlomo Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. He's telling you a principle. Yeah, without having any extenuating circumstances, you have to follow the following principle. What's the principle? Hakamash Malon. What Rav Papa is teaching us is the Pligi Treya Maroya time of the Nafshi. If you have a way of explaining something where you could have two Amaroyim arguing in a Svara. Yeah? So Rabbi
Yechon, on
their own, yeah, the time of the Nafshaya means their own reasons. So Rabbi Shurab and Levi and Rabbi Yechon, if they would be arguing, yeah, what would it mean? They're arguing in their Svara. He says that the Machloikis is at the beginning, he says the Machloikis is at the end, or both, yeah. So that would be what? That Rabbi Shuv and Levi and Rabbi Yechon are both saying what they think sounds logically correct to them. So that is one thing. So you could explain it that way. The other option is to explain it that two guys are arguing in what Rabbi Shuv and Levi said. Yeah. If you take it at face value, yeah, then Rabin and Rav Dimi are arguing, what did Rabbi Shuv and Levi say? To say that two guys are arguing in what somebody said, we don't want to do that. If you have a choice of how to explain it with all else being equal, you would choose to say that two Amaroyim are arguing in the logic, not in two Amaroyim are arguing in the fact about what somebody said. As Rashi explains at some length, why is it so? Because if you have two people arguing what somebody said, yeah, a guy gave a shiur, and two people come out, and one says he said this, and the other one says he said that. That means one of them, Rashi uses the word meshaker. Rashi says one of them's lying. Okay, maybe that's a bit harsh.
Confused.
You could say one's mistaken, but Rashi actually says one's lying. Okay, we had the famous thing of Rami and Ravasi that came out of the Shia from Rav. But okay, Rashi's words are meshaker. However you like it, but clearly one of them is...
Right,
you have
wrong.
To say someone's wrong, right? They're arguing on what he said. He either said X or he said Y. So someone's wrong, and as Rashi points out, you cannot say elu ve'elu divrelekim chayim if someone's wrong in effect. If they're arguing in a svara, you can say elu ve'elu divrelekim chayim, and their logic could be, they could be both right in their logic. This logic makes sense, and that logic makes sense. They could both be divrelekim chayim, and there could be other circumstances where you would apply that logic or this logic. Yeah, you can accept both dayas, yeah, as divrei lekim chayim. But if they're arguing about a fact, then one's right and one's wrong, and you can't say divrei lekim chayim. And therefore, if you have a choice, we would prefer that they don't argue in mitzias, that they don't argue in the fact. We'd rather that they argue in a logic, And that's a better way to understand the discussion between Amoraim. So that's what Rav Papa's trying to teach us. But Lepoyel, because of Rabbi Yochanan, they both said that Rabbi Yochanan, both Rav Dimi and Rabin were maskim that Rabbi Yochanan explained that he's not arguing with Shimon Levi. The only way now to understand this is that Rabin and Rav Dimi are arguing about what Shimon Levi said. So there's no way out of it now. But we prefer not to have such a machoikis in Mitzvahs. Okay. Weiter the Mishnah. The Mishnah says next, Neistim the Basula Shnemes HaChodesh. So now, they had Erisin, they had a Kiddushin, yeah? And so, of course, they used to have this gap between the Kiddushin and the Erisin, Kiddushin and Suin, I'm sorry, and to prepare themselves. Yeah. So the girl has to prepare herself by ordering the makeup, with the manicure. That's right, exactly. That's it. 12 months. 12 months to order all the beauticians v'chulu. So nice in the besula shnei chodesh mishatava haba lefarnes esatzma. When the husband says, okay, let's have the chuppah, let's get on with it. Yeah, from the time when he says that, she has 12 months to get herself ready, so they can be kiveya the kafia she yisratzu beisat stodim. Where they book the hall, they book everything else, yeah. They order the flowers. That is 12 months. Just like the woman is entitled to 12 months to prepare herself, so the guy, he's supposed to organize the surah. Not like nowadays where the kala's father has to pay for everything, but in those days it was actually the chassan who paid for everything. The chassan organized the surah. Like we said in the
job.
Sorry?
He's got to get a job.
Well, maybe if he has to pay for the wedding, he has to get a job. So it means to organize himself. Yeah. So like we learned in the first perek, why is a wedding on Wednesdays? So we had two reasons. One was so they can go to Besdin on Thursday, but the other reason was to give the guy
Tuesday,
yeah, to prepare this for the chassan to prepare the surah. Yeah. So Bechalal, to make chasana preparations, she gets 12 months for her preparations, and he gets 12 months for his preparations, and they can't have any tightness to each other. Hey, you're stalling. Yeah? For an almona, she only needs 30 days. Why? Because a besula has to go out and buy a wardrobe, she has to buy a shaitel, she has to get all the stuff, the jewelry, whatever she needs. But an almona, she's already got it in the cupboard from last time around. So she only needs 30 days to sort it out. Yeah. So what happens if the time came and nothing doing? So now he is mechuyev to support her now, even though they haven't been, even though they're not living together. But she says, "Hang on, I'm ready. Where are you?" Yeah. Is therefore oichles mishaloi. So now the woman, both whether it's the basil or the almona, when the time's up, they are entitled to eat from his. He's got to support the food. He's got to supply food from his wealth. The oichlos betruma. If he's a kohen and they're not, then they're allowed to eat truma now. Even though we said that an arusa bas yisrael to a kohen does not eat truma, but after this period is up, now it's she's allowed to eat truma. We'll see in the Gemara what the whole story is with the truma. Reb Tarf. So once she's allowed to eat truma, now truma is worth less than cholin. It's more holy, but it's worth less financially. Yeah, because there's less of a market, there's less demand, and therefore by the laws of supply and demand, the price goes down because less people can buy it. So they're going to get a better, the buyer is going to get offer a cheaper price. Yeah. So therefore, the question is, doesn't matter when he's giving her to eat. Is Reb Tarfon Amar Neistat Makol Truma? Reb Tarfon says he can just give her, he can give her truma, even though it's cheaper, and even though when she's tomei, she can't eat it. So therefore, for the days when she's tomei, she's going to need to sell it and buy other food with it. Yeah. So Reb Tarfon says that's her problem. Yeah, Reb Tarfon was a kohen, so he probably was trying to make life easier for kohenim. So he says, yeah, give her all the truma, give her the cheap stuff, and it's her problem if she needs stuff when she's tomei, etc. And she'll sell it cheap. Bad luck. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Mechtzchul and Mechtzchuma. Rabbi Kiva says no. He has to supply her both chulin and truma. I think the mechtzah here is going to be lavdafke, but he needs to give her food to eat when she's Tomei, she shouldn't have to go and start selling Truma and all that sort of stuff. He has to supply food that's suitable for her days of Tuma, and she can, he can give her Truma for the days when she's not Tomei. Okay. Hayovem. What happens if he died and she's now Zakuka Leyovim? There's a brother-in-law, and he's of course also a Kohen, unless he's a Cholo, but assume he's a Kohen too. Eina Machel B'Truma. So then she cannot eat Truma just by the fact that she is Zakuk to this Kohen until they do Yibul. Okay, now, also, so she should, so we
or,
said...
Or wait 12 months again, or no?
Oh, so now in a second, yeah. So what happens now when Tavu Halinase, so now they were 12 months is up, is what are these 12 months? Let's say the guy died in the middle of 12 months and there's a brother-in-law now. Is also so shisha chadoshim bifnei habal v'shisha chadoshim bifnei hayovim. Let's say they
sachakol 12.
Yeah, the sachakol 12, but the husband died, so she was mekudeshes. 6 and then Tavu Halinase, and they fixed a date 12 months from now, and then he died after 6 months. So now she's zokuk to the brother-in-law for another 6 months, so altogether 12 months. V'afilu, not only 6 and 6, which is a 50-50 deal, but afilu kulu iftei habal chasu yom echad. Even if it was 12 months less one day at the point when the husband was still alive, only one day is with the Yavim. So the husband died, mamish, one day before the wedding was supposed to be, before the chuppah was supposed to be, and now there's a brother-in-law for one day. Or the other way around, or the husband died after one day, and the other 11 months and 29 days was with when she was attached to the brother-in-law. Is that doesn't count, and it has to be mamish 12 months. Eina echelas b'truma, she cannot eat truma. She has to either have 12 months with the husband or 12 months with the brother-in-law, and that's to the ruling also. But there's no adding together. Okay. Zu mishnah rishona. This whole plan of when she starts eating truma was the first deal. Based in Shalachareyam Omro, then came a Bezdin later on and said, even if it was more than 12 months, and even if it was delayed, and so she would theoretically be entitled, she cannot eat Truma until she has the Chuppah. Full stop. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Fredik Gemara Minani Mili. How do we know? First question, how do we know she gets 12 months? Where do you get the 12 months from? Well, I was thinking that it's from the Megillah, Shisha Chadashiv. But he learned some different chumash. Minohani Mili. Omar Rav Chizda says the Omar Krov al state in Posuk when Eliezer came to get Rivka.
Achashverosh's kavana was not kiddushin,
but it wasn't Achashverosh's plan anyway. It was what's his name, Haggai, yeah. And the plan was kiddush hanoshim shnei masor chodesh.
The normal way of women.
It's a normal way is to prepare for 12 months. So that would lechayra be a good raya. But we have a raya from chumash. What's the raya for Chumash? When Eliezer came to get Rivka, so what happened? Tavu halinase. Eliezer says, "Nu shalcheni vielcha," and they said what? They stalled, and they said, "Vayemur achiyah ve'ima." There's this Lavan and Mrs. Besuel. They said to Eliezer, "Teishev hanara itano yomim oy osar." She should stall with us a bit. For yomim, we'll see in a minute what yomim means. Oy osar or 10, we'll see what 10 means, and then she'll go. So they're stalling. So what does it mean they're stalling? How long are they allowed to stall for? Is my yomim? What does it mean day? Yomim means days. How many days? Ilam etrei yomim. So normally miyus rabim shnayim. If I said yomim, 2 days. Yeah. If you're going to tell me that it means literally 2 days, mishtoy inishachi. Is that how a person talks? Yeah. That what? That Amrulay, she starts off with Yomim. Amrulay, Trey Yomim. They said, Teishiv Anari Tano Yomim. Let her stay here for 2 days. Amrulahu Loi. And he refuses. And then Amrulay Asara Yomim. So they said, okay, you don't agree to 2? How about 10? Yeah? That's not how you haggle. You start off with the further apart and you get closer together. Yeah? You don't ask for 2 days, and if he says no, I'll ask for 10. Yeah? Reminds me of George Oliver Sholem. When we were once trying to work out a time for a shiur on Sunday morning, and I wanted to make it up as 9 o'clock, and someone else wanted 8:30, and he says, "How about 7:45?" So that's not how you carry on a negotiation. So it could not mean that yomim means 2 days. Elama yomim shana. But in this case, the word yomim actually means a year. How do I have a precedent that the word yomim means a year? When someone sells a house in a city surrounded by a wall, so the din is that the buyer is allowed to can force him to buy it back. He can redeem it as this within yomim, which that means 12 months. Yeah, how do I know that means 12 months over there? Because the next pasuk says, if you didn't redeem it, ad malois loy shana tamima, until a year is done. So therefore, it's clear that yomim there means a year. Yeah? So yomim means a year. And so therefore, we see that there's a year that they tried to stall for a year, which is the normal stallation time. Freder Gemara, how do I know that yomim means a year? Because it says yomim tiagilosai. And you're learning from the Batei Arechayma, the Ema Chodesh. Maybe yomim here means a month. And then what does osa would mean? 10 days. They asked for a month, and he said no. And they said, how about 10 days? That would make sense. How do I get the precedent that yomim means a month? Tichsiv ad chodesh yomim. Even though that's talking about Puranus, that was talking about when they were eating the kivras hativa, yeah? When they asked for meat, and he says that you're going to eat it for a month until it comes out your nose, and then it's not going to be very comfortable for you. But there it says that a chodesh is called yomim. Is Omri and for the Gemara, don in yomim stam, yomim stam. If you want to learn a gzeres shava kaviyachol, then you take the word yomim when it's by itself. Yomim ayosar, the yomim is not attached to anything. And the yomim ti'egul osar, the yomim is not attached to anything. They ain't don in yomim stam, yomim shenema ben chodesh. When it says chodesh yomim, that's not a gzeres shava to yomim by itself. So therefore we learn that from yomim ti'egul osar that it's 12 months. Okay, so she gets 12 months. Omar abizera, Tana within the Braisa, Tana, under the age of 12, Bein hi uvein aviyah yechen la'akiv. They can both stall. What do you mean they can stall? Midrabonon. A Tana can't stall minatoira because the father can tell her, go. Yeah? But we learned in Kiddushin, or we haven't learned yet, that even though the Torah allows a father to marry off a daughter when she's little, but nevertheless the Chachamim said that a father is osur la'odam sheikadosh is bitay kashik tana achatigdol v'toymer b'ploni ani roitzer. L'poyel, they said, it's forbidden for a husband, for a father to marry off the daughter when she's little until she grows up and says that she wants to marry somebody. So even though theoretically he could, but l'poyel, he can't. So therefore, if she's 11 years old and she says, I don't want to marry him, then she can... The father is obligated to listen to her. Yeah, so she can stall. So she says maybe later, but not now. Yeah. Is what's the deal that they can both be ma'akiv? I understand why she can stall, because she's allowed to. She's supposed to wait until she grows up and agrees that she wants to do it. El avihi aviha. But the father, what's the problem? If she's not complaining. Is Aviya my nafkalim in it? What does he care? He was the one who was Mekadesh her in the first place. That means he's happy with that husband. Yeah? And she says also, I don't mind, I'm not stalling. So why should he stall? What's the possible reason why the father should stall? Because he thinks to himself, you know what? Even though I've got her attached to this guy, I'd still rather wait until she grows up and she's actually maskim. Why? Because Sava, the father, thinks, Hashta la yada. Now she's a little kid. She's a little kid, she doesn't know what's going on. Lemachar, when she gets older, mimrida, she's going to rebel. She's going to say, I want a divorce. Yeah, if she's not happy, so she'll, if I make her be married now, so she'll want a divorce. And she'll come running home to daddy. Yeah? Venafka, she's going to run away from her husband. She's going to come back to me. And that's no good. So therefore, I'd rather wait and make do it properly in the first place than take a risk that she's going to come running back to me. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Levi. Ein peiskin alaktana lasiya kshiktana. You cannot, to peisik means to fix it. Yeah, you cannot fix it for a child that she should get nisuin. Lasiya, yeah, to get nisuin when she's a ktana still. So you cannot organize that the wedding should be, the chuppah should be when she's under 12. Avol peiskin alaktana lasiya kshikdoila. You can make the deal, in other words, yeah, the 12 months is this. Not just a shidduch. Yeah, that's right. You can make the shidduch when she's a ketana, that they'll get married when she's older. Fred the Gemara Pshita, why not? So the Gemara answers, Ma, the Tema, you might have thought, Leichush Dilma Maila Pachta Mehashta Vecholsha. What's the whole thing? You're worried that a child won't be happy. Yeah? So maybe she'll be scared now. If she knows that she has to get married when she turns 12, and now she's 11. Yeah? So what have you achieved? She's scared now of a cholsha, and she'll get sick from fright that she has to marry this Balvan. Therefore, you would think that you shouldn't even be pesach anything until she's older. Kamash Malon, that we're not worried about that. Next, Amar Rav Huna, Bagra Yom Echad, Viniskacha. Let's say she was now, all this that we were talking about is Noistin Lebesula was when she's not a Begeris. Here's a new thing. If she's a Begeris, so she's an adult. Yeah? If she's an adult, even for one day, she's 12 and a half and a day, then Iskacha and then Kiddushin comes, Noistin Loshloshir and Kalmona. She doesn't get the 12 months. The 12 months is only for a Nara. For a Begeris is only 30 days. That's like an Almona. Meisave, sorry, Rav Huna, the Gemara asks Akasha Rav Huna. We learned in a Braisa, Bogra, if she became a Begeres, she got to the age of 12 and a half, she's a full adult, Harehi Kitvua. That is the same thing, not Tvua with an Aleph, like she's grain, but like she's been claimed. Tavuha Linase, like the Mishnah said, yeah? It's like the clock starts ticking now that the wedding's on, and therefore it's she has the fixed amount of time. It's my love, Kitvua de Besula. Isn't it that she gets 12 months like a basula? And for the Gemara, like it's for the monarch. And it's like Rav Huna will tell you, no, it means 30 like 30 days. Toshima, come and listen.
The reason still applies. Like a basula, she needs time to arrange.
No, because once she's older, she's already gone shopping by herself. Rashi says this, yeah. She's already got her jewelry and her stuff, yeah? Once a girl's older, she doesn't need anybody to...
So is this right? The girl should go buy her own jewelry?
The girl goes and buys her own stuff. Once she's old enough to be of marriageable age, she prepares herself...
If the daughters are getting married...
She prepares herself...
Well, they can figure out...
She prepares herself to get ready, even without waiting for the shidduch. That when the time comes, she'll be... Let's get on with it. Tashma begeret shoshes if she was over the age of 12 and a half and she waited 12 months. Rabbi Lazar Raymer Hoyle Bachaya Balam Zeniseha Yofer. Since the husband is mechuyev to feed her, he's also entitled to nullify her nedarim, hafaras nedarim, without needing the father to be involved. Normally, it's
have
a shulfis.
No, they haven't had kiddushin yet.
They had kiddushin. They haven't had nisuin. Yeah, so she waited. Yeah, so the husband can be mefer without the father. So there again, we see that it's 12 months. So he says, Rav Huna will answer you, Ema Begeres Vishas Shasa Shemas Achodesh. He'll say, no, it's two different things. There's a Begeres, which doesn't need 12 months, and there's a Nara who waited 12 months. Rabbi Lezer Reimer, Hildu Banachem, and say, Yofer. So again, it doesn't prove that a Begeres gets 12 months. Vaita Fred de Gemara Toshma, Hama Aris, it's a Besula. He does Kiddushin with the Besula. Bein Shatava Habal Vahim Akevis, whether he's ready and she's not. Bein Shatava Hiyubal Ma'akev, whether she's ready and he's not. Nasim Moshnei Masachedesh Astvi, give her 12 months from the time when he said, let's fix a date. Avalo Mishah Seirishim, but not from the time when the actual Kiddushin took place. But the punchline is, a Bogra Harei Kitvua. Once she turns 12 and a half, she has the same din as Tavua that she's claimed. Fix a date. Kate said, and explains, what does that mean? Bogra Yemechav Niskacha, if she's one day into 12 and a half, and then the Kiddushin took place, she gets 12 months. We'll see in a minute what that means, but the first part was that even a Begeris gets 12 months. He said she gets 30 days, and it's before she gets 12 months. Now the Gemara says, what's the last bit of that brisa that an Arusa gets 30 days? Begeris, that she's already been 12 months as a Begeris. And then Iskacha, then so she's 13 and a half, then she only gets 30 days. Okay, I'm out the middle. He gives Mavalaini, so Amar Ula. Dvar Torah, Arusa, Bashistola, Chalas, Petruma. Mina Torah, an Arusa who's married to a Koyan can already eat Truma. Shanem, Rav Koyan can eat the Nevashkin and Kaspay. When a Koyan acquires something with his money, the Hainami, Kinyan Kaspay. When he said, Arayam Makudeshus, he gave her money. So this is Kinyan Kaspay, so Minadin, a Makudeshus can eat Truma. Matam, Amru, Enoy, Chalas. Why did they say that she's not allowed to? Shame, Yimzagula, Kaysavesavia. They'll give her a cup of wine. Or a bottle of wine in her father's house, because she's still living at home, betashka le'achiyo la'chayso, and she'll share it with her siblings who are not koyanim, are not married to koyanim, and therefore they'll end up eating truma. Fred the Gemara, if that's the problem, the same problem is if it's more than 12 months, if she's still living at home, is also she might give it to her brothers and sisters. The Gemara answers, once he's obligated to provide her food, he provides her a lunchroom as well, and she's not at home anymore. She comes and eats in the lunchroom, and therefore she won't give it to her brothers and sisters. Fred the Gemara, if that's the case, Lokit Koyin Li Yisrael, an Eved. Yeah, an Eved who's, a Kohen who is working, he's an employee. A Kohen is an employee of a Yisrael. Lo lechel b'truma. When he brings his lunch to work, he shouldn't bring truma. Why? Dilma osla mechel b'adei. He might share some with the boss. So the Gemara says, the employee is going to share lunch with the boss? That doesn't happen. Hashta midid hu safalei. The boss has to give him lunch. Midid day achli, the employee is going to give the boss lunch? That doesn't happen. There's no chashash of that. Okay, should we leave it over here? I didn't quite finish it. I'm sorry, I'll finish it tomorrow.